Do you want the recap on the 2020 International Roofing Expo? Well, we've got the scoop for you. Welcome to the Roofing Business Builder Program. This is Daniel Laxtons, your host and your personal commercial roofing guru. Now, every day I always start with a positive intention. So to start today, let's clear out those negative thoughts and get our minds in order so we can think positively and affect more people in a good way. So today's intention is I'm not too important to learn from someone else. See, are our hearts open to have a humble attitude towards things? And this is kind of interesting too, because suppose you are driving down a street and this little kid tries to ask you a question, and you're like, it's just a little kid. You know, I'm a little more important than him. But you get down the road and the road's closed. Then you recall, oh, the kid was trying to tell you that. So it doesn't matter. All of us have a different piece of the puzzle in this industry that we're working in. Some people may have a lot less experience, but they see something in a different way than you do. So if we reduce the importance of ourself and listen, we can sometimes hear information that will totally grow us into a much better business, husband, and community servant. So now let's talk about what happened today at IRE. And to help me with that, I have a special guest, Leah Laxtons.
Welcome. Am I still a special guest at three in a row? I don't know.
She's always a special guest.
Yeah, like you definitely made some good connections with some new folks that are going to be on the show. So I'm excited about that in case people are getting bored with me. It wasn't as exciting as going to New Orleans, Nashville, or Vegas.
Yes.
But I'm really grateful that the show was in Dallas.
Oh, it was awesome. There's so many people there. So
reconnecting. You know, I don't know if I would have went with you if it had been one of the other places, but being right here close to home, I got to go and I had an absolute blast, like catching up with everyone, seeing all the new innovation, and just walking around, hanging out with people.
What would you say is the primary thing that you saw?
Man, I tell you, it really stood out as soon as we walked in. There were education courses going on everywhere. Mm-hmm. You know, guys with mics, giant screens, almost every booth that we went to.
That had people gathering around.
Yes.
Every booth we went to was
focused on education.
Well, and it's the reason why you walk in, as soon as the doors opened up, we're walking in and you can hear someone on a microphone talking, and you look over, there's a few people there, and this is just right after the doors open. And next thing you know, there's a huge crowd.
Yeah.
So I was even thinking to myself that, wow, you know, a lot of us will do a trade show or we do some sort of event. How can we be loud and noisy? Not really loud.
Without being obnoxious.
That's it. To grab people's attention. And I saw, and they were actually offering really good education.
Yeah, interactive. People literally learning how to do shingles and, you know, checking out all the cool like technical details. So it wasn't just for show. It was real legitimate education.
Yeah, and it seemed like to me that most of the people that we ran into were just always happy, had a positive attitude about what their future is going to be.
I really enjoyed the fact that a lot of contractors brought their office teams. You know, we interacted with some of our friends, you know, that had brought the owners that we knew, and they brought their teams, and they really enjoyed the fact that they were able to ask any question. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no stupid question.
Aren't there? But I'd feel stupid if I were to ask that question.
I mean, I guess there are stupid questions,
but
the thing is, you made a great point. You said the manufacturers, everybody at these booths, they want your business as a contractor.
Right.
So you literally could say the stupidest thing and they're not going to bring it up again. They're going to educate you because they want you to grow and learn.
And this goes back to the intention of the day, because if you think, I mean, we all want to be important. We all want to feel our value, and we do have value. There's nothing wrong with recognizing the important piece of the puzzle that you bring. But if you, I remember there was, well, even at the show today. So I went up to one of the booths, and they were selling liquid applied. Now, we just came from another booth that was selling coatings. So I said, so hey, buddy, what's the difference between liquid applied, your product, and the coatings down there? And he goes, nothing. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Now, I thought about asking that question a few years ago, several years ago, but I never did. It's just one of those things. So I've been in this industry for 32 years, and I really thought it was a stupid question to ask, and I didn't want to look stupid like I did. And what happens is time goes by. So 5 years later, you finally ask the question. You're like, oh, I really wish I would have looked stupid 5 years ago and had this knowledge for the last 5 years.
Yeah, and it really goes back to us all having our own piece of the puzzle. Like, there's pretty much no question about thermoplastics that you can't answer. Like, you know it inside out. But when you get into modifieds, coatings, shingles, you know a lot about those things, but you may not be the complete expert. So we all have a piece of the puzzle. Mm-hmm. There are shingle guys out there that know nothing about thermoplastics that might be intimidated when really they have this whole other piece of the puzzle inside the industry.
Exactly. We know how to inspire technical crews. We know how to maybe market, but the thing is never be embarrassed to ask a question. And again, like you pointed out, is that when we do ask those questions, even if you feel like you're going to look stupid, that is someone that wants your business. So they're not going to think you're stupid. They know that you're super smart and that you have the other pieces of the puzzle.
Yeah. And like, I remember a couple of times that we had guys that were like, oh, I know everything about PVC. I've got it all covered. And we were like, oh, awesome. Okay. I can kind of not spend as much time with this guy.
Uh-huh.
And then,
we felt safe with it.
And like the order comes, everything's completely messed up and they're in desperation mode. And we're thinking, oh my God, if I just would have known, you know,
if he would have been honest and just told us, I'm good at this, but I don't know about this.
And at that point they're like, okay, so I actually don't know everything about this. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh my God, I would have done everything different if I'd known. And I never would have thought you were stupid. I would have just handled it in a different way.
Exactly. So be transparent. You know, let people know, let down your guard and reduce your importance in yourself, because you are important, but don't feel like you're so important that you can look...
You can't learn, right, from someone. I thought the show was also really technology focused. You know, I remember maybe like about 8-10 years ago when AccuLynx came out. Mm-hmm. I think we were in New Orleans for this show. And now, I mean, there's like, man, I don't even know, 6-8 sort of those style companies where they're doing, you know, basically you send them the address, you get back a material list.
A whole material quote.
That's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. And the price has plummeted on those services.
Oh, it's like $350. Now we're down to like $39.
But we were still like, okay, so can the drone do a core cut?
Maybe Amazon's drone.
Because they're literally like, you don't even have to get on the roof. And I was like, oh, cool. So the drone's going to do the core cut for me? Sweet. And they're like, you know. So we're not quite there yet, but it's getting close.
But at least, here's the thing, is at least you could do a preliminary quote. If the customer has some interest and he's got a number, and it's only $39 to get that, and then you can pursue it further once that customer has more interest. If it's a very hot lead, then we can go out and do the quote and then prepare the bid and then go back. So don't tell someone the price. Oh, you can, but what I'm saying is when you finally get the details, only tell them the full price when you're sitting down with them in their office and you're explaining the value of what that price is for.
Absolutely. We literally ran into several friends, like literally walking down the
street.
Everywhere we walked. And we're like, oh man, I really need to text Dana. And then boom, we physically like run into her.
She was right here.
I think we were like, oh man, I really wanted to see Ken Kelly. We need to text him. Boom, he walks up. So that was pretty cool. Dana's with GreenLink. They have some pretty interesting stuff like the magnetic pipe support, you know, no penetration, great for solar. Basically, the bottom gets fastened to the deck, membrane goes over the top, and the pipe support fits right on it. What do you think was the coolest thing that you saw?
Well, you know, I'm a sci-fi geek, so it was incredible seeing stormtroopers walking throughout the whole floor of the whole IRE. And we were like, what in the world are these stormtroopers doing here? You know, and then where did we go and what was it all about?
There was a lot of buzz about these guys. I think the Star Wars stuff really drew people in, but It's an organization called the American Policyholder Association.
Who are they?
So basically their mission is to hold insurance companies liable for fraud. You know, because there's been a lot of pushback from insurance companies about doing that to roofers. But let's admit that there's issues and fraud on both sides of this equation.
Absolutely.
And just because the insurance companies are larger does not mean that they do not also engage in some fairly unscrupulous tactics in order to not pay for fair and legitimate damage.
And we could go into this more, but the American Policy Association, they're a bunch of lawyers. And they are amazing. They're super nice people. And they have a passion for doing the right thing. So a lot of times we would tell one of the contractors is if a homeowner or a building owner, we say, wow, you got damaged there. But the insurance company will tell you to go out and get three bids.
Yeah.
And then these three bids come in. Well, everyone is trying to give them the lowest price. Well, that's not how it works. If you go out and so on, T-bones your Mercedes, basically you go to the insurance company, they say, oh, just go out to, I don't know, a buy here, pay here car lot. Well, you're not going to get the same value as what you bought if you brought them those bids.
We need you to go to three dealerships and get three quotes. No, they open a book and they have the number in there.
Yeah,
guess what? In roofing, they open a book and they have the number in there. It's called Xactimate.
And so the lawyers were trying to work. They are helping to make sure that if the customer has legitimate damage, that they get paid for what was lost. Now, here's the other side of the coin. If you're a roofer and you help, you know, or you're contributing in helping that customer get that value, you have to give them that value. If you go up there and put, you know, get $8 to $12 a square foot.
And then code it.
Yeah, and then code it. Yeah, you maybe, it may have cost your company, you'd normally charge something like $4.25 or something for that. So if you're putting $5 to $8, that's not your money. Who lost the value of the roof that Xactimate said? The customer did. You have to give them back the value. And of course you can make money on that because you're replacing the insulation. So it costs money to install that. And then you get your profit margin and
your O&P.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So just remember that we have to be good people along the way. And if we do that, it'll always reward you in the long run.
Absolutely. So on both sides of the coin, let's give the building owner what they deserve, which is the money for what they lost, replacement value, depending on the policy, but essentially replacing with equal value when there's fair and legitimate damage.
And there's also, we've seen that the engineering companies, the insurance company, if they say, oh, we're going to send out an engineer, that engineer is not there to protect your customer or protect you or any of that stuff. They're there to save the insurance company money. And I get that. But the thing is when the insurance company doesn't look or tell the policyholder that, oh, you do have replacement, and the engineer companies sometimes that are training adjusters, they'll tell you to just, just coat that or do a really inexpensive repair when the policy say it's a replacement insurance.
Yeah,
policy.
Like, oh, you guys can just totally repair this 13-year-old, you know, roof that's got this giant portion damaged that, you know, it's never going to work that way. Or, well,
no, after two winters, the new roofing will break away from the old roofing.
Yeah.
And then there's going to be problems.
So it got to be fair, you know, all the way around. The building owner is the one that's not educated inside the space. So getting them educated is really important. And I'm really excited to see what the American Policyholders Association does. And they had some really cool Star Wars stuff, like we said. You tried to get in a land speeder.
They have a land speeder there.
Heard a rumor you could sit in it, but then it kind of ended up not.
Well, the owner, he was there talking with someone else, and then he had to run. But we hung out with one of his buddies.
One of the board members.
One of the board members, yeah. And he was amazing. Knows everyone in the valley. Friends
with information.
But they had the original R2-D2. One of the original, you know, a lot of these models they built, but this was used like in the film set. They had an original land speeder and they had a C-3PO. But the coolest things was they had one of the original manuscripts of like episode 4.
Yeah.
I didn't look really hard, so I apologize.
We'll probably put the photo up on the Instagram at Roofing Business Builder. We got some cool photos of all that stuff for sure.
Yeah. Well, now it's time for Did You Know? So did you know that most commercial roofing warranties are capped at a certain wind speed? What's interesting about that too is sometimes the manufacturers will actually give you higher wind speeds, even for free, without charging the warranty, sometimes up to 72 miles per hour.
But you have to ask to receive this.
Mm-hmm.
So, most manufacturers will go up over 100 miles an hour. Sometimes there's a charge. Always up to that speed, there's a charge. But the lower amounts, there's not a charge. So, you know, especially if you're in a really windy area, West Texas, for instance, we dealt with this quite a lot, that you can get up to 72 miles an hour with some manufacturers for free. And sometimes your owner needs more than that because there are, you know, legitimate wind events that happen. And basically with that warranty, you've got a little more leverage with the insurance company because now the manufacturer is sort of fighting for that owner too.
Mm-hmm.
So if that is a concern for the building owner or you're in a high wind area, make sure you're asking when you get the warranty for the highest wind speed available.
It's when you're ordering.
For free.
And sometimes you have to go through the engineering services of the to make sure that to receive maybe a higher wind warranty, that you may have to change your fastener spacing. But either way, so do this when as you're ordering it, you have to request that. So that way, make sure that your fastening patterns are going to go down the proper way. But the thing is it all comes down to the way you install that roof. So if you put the fasteners in right, you make sure that you did a pull test on that deck. And don't, when you're doing pull tests, don't go to the nicest area of the roof and do a pull test, because it's not about, I got to get this done this way. No, charge the customer for those extra screws. And you don't want your roof to blow off, because that's your reputation too. So.
Go to the ponding water areas, the weakest part of the roof, and do that pull.
Yeah. Because if you have to replace some decking, do the right thing up front, because it's going to come back and bite a person if they don't.
Mm-hmm. And more than one pull, you got to check with the manufacturer and do the amount that they say is necessary for that square footage.
Yes, absolutely. So that's pretty much it for this show. Again, we want to put out that intention. Remember that reduce our importance, so that way we can be humble enough to listen to other people about things, because everyone has a piece of the puzzle and we can share our piece with them. They share their piece with us, and we keep ourselves positive moving forward and helping many people. And always, if you can, check out the International Roofing Expo. Where is it going to be next year?
I think Vegas.
Vegas.
Yeah.
So we love you guys. Keep growing your business. And remember, I didn't always consult on roofing, but when I do, I help to make millionaires.